Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. Rico Beard, Evan Jenkins. Evan, a couple things happened, and each time I thought we had to show ready, something else trumped it. So let's just go with the biggest story first. Kevin Warren looks to be the evil genius, but Kevin Warren also left a little package for the incoming commissioner and the other conferences, ADs and presidents. Hey, guys, made you a ton of money. You're probably going to get about $100 million checks every year thanks to these TV contracts. I brought you in USC. I got UCLA from the Pac-12, pretty much the end of the demise of the Pac-12, bringing them in here. But you owe a little bit of money. And, hey, go Bears. And he walks out the door. And they find out, yeah, the contracts he negotiated, it looks like because he promised the Big Ten championship game to NBC, he negotiated two different contracts, one with Fox, one with NBC. With NBC, NBC was promised night game, primetime night games, and NBC gets the Big Ten championship game in 2026. Fox didn't know about this.
Oh, and Fox had the rights.
Fox is pissed. Fox, yeah, thought they had exclusive rights. When Fox signed that deal, Fox was like, okay, because we got the rights. We got all of this stuff. It's all good. Actually, no, it's not. You're not going to have it in the year 2026. We're going to farm that out to NBC. NBC is like, yeah. Now, NBC's, so Fox says they want $40 million back from the school.
So they want the buyout, kind of like. Okay.
So Fox is like, okay, not only do we want that money for not having that game, so the school's probably got to pay back, you know.
Yeah, I saw it was on Friday that the report came out, and I think every Big Ten school made like $58 million last year just off that deal.
Right. So now the money's coming back. Hey, hand me that helmet, the little one. Yeah, it's good. Get this in the shot.
There we go. Right.
So they're going to want their money back. Plus, Fox is also upset because they didn't make any money during the pandemic because all the games got canceled. A lot of them did. So they're also asking for an additional $20 million back for the lack of inventory.
I mean, that seems a little bush league, but I understand if we're going to get petty over something like that, you go after everything, right?
Man, everybody's trying to make every dime that they can off the pandemic. Evan,
that just seems tasteless, in my opinion.
Have you been in the world?
No, I have.
I mean, my goodness, I took a flight. Every flight is now overbooked because they're trying to make up for all the lack of money they did not make in that year. Everything just seems to be jacked up in prices, and it's all, well, supply chain, pandemic, and people just shrug their shoulders. Nobody questions it. Well, they want their money back. Fox does. Now, Fox has the big noon kickoff, which I think is the dumbest idea ever, because I just think that, you know what, if you have a good football game, no one gives a damn if it's at noon. It's a horrible idea. It should not happen, but they have a built-in fan base in Michigan fans. Let's just call it what it is. And Michigan fans believe that noon is the best time ever because that's what Bo would want. We'll get to him a little bit later. But Fox, you saw it last year. Gus and Joel followed Michigan, and no matter who Michigan played, they were the game. They had the crew there. They did everything. So now all your best games are going to be moved to noon, which to me, it cheapens the product. Noon to me is the appetizers. It's the hors d'oeuvre. It's what you do while you're doing yard work. It's, or you're cleaning the house. It's on in the background, because noon to me is
it's nothing more than the previews for the 3:30 and 7 o'clock games.
Noon to me is a Minnesota versus Rutgers game where you're kind of watching. When you hear the announcers get excited, you stop and you turn, and then you go back to doing whatever you were doing. But you're not sitting there like, yes, Minnesota Rutgers.
Well, I was going to say, like, unless it's your team, I feel most people will watch College Game Day or whatever Fox's big noon kickoff special, whatever it is. And then come noon, they go take care of what they need to do before the big game happens at 3:30 or at night.
Right.
And I agree. I think it's just silly. Like, if Michigan and Penn State, who could be both top 10 teams, they shouldn't be playing at noon. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll enjoy it as a viewer.
Right, but you know what? You don't even get the full view. You like movies.
Yeah.
Like I like movies. Michigan Penn State is like going to see blockbuster movie, Avengers, Infinity War, Endgame. Okay? You go to the theater and you see it. But how pissed would you be if you're like, you know what? If you would have waited another hour, you could have saw it in 3D.
Right. Yeah, you went.
Same movie, but it's a total different feel. So whiteout at night at Penn State is something that every college football fan should experience once in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Evan, I've seen it. It's extraordinary. It's intimidating. Whiteout at noon, yeah, not the same.
I know. But if I can give Fox credit for one thing, and it's only one thing, it's that their games are at least in 4K.
They're at least. Right, they're in 4K. But
that's
imagine,
all they have to offer.
Imagine 4K at
night. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
With the whiteout, with the crowd. Because unlike every other stadium, Penn State fans understand the assignment. Everybody wears white. Not your lucky blue sweater that you always wear. No. It's a whiteout. There's about 109,000 fans all decked in white and maybe the visiting section.
Isn't that?
That's it.
But that's something that's a major flaw in college football is that the fact that, like, the teams can't come up with their schedule.
Well, the teams are upset about that, which you lead me into the next thing. Because –